You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm in Studio B this morning with a couple of special guests to help celebrate Veterans Day and to recognize their work that they've done for our country, and also to celebrate the sounds of the choir. We have Dr. Aaron Kollwitz in this morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here this morning. And we also have another special guest, Senior Communication Studies Major Megan O'Connor. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Good to have you both in here this morning. And so we're talking about the Veterans Day concert that's happening November 11th. Could we have an overview of what all will happen at that concert?
Sure. So this is a concept that I've had kind of in my head for a while. And the idea, of course, is to honor veterans through music. So I've chosen a variety of choral repertoire that has to do with our country's wars, dating all the way back to the Revolutionary War. And in between all of these musical sets, we will have guest speakers that have been set up by Megan. She's done all the legwork on that, so we'll have some student veterans, and each veteran represents a branch of our nation's military.
Excellent. So, Megan, you've been part of this, putting this concert together as part of your directed study. Could you tell us a little bit about your involvement and how this concert came together?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started a little bit early in early August, talking with Dr. Kollwitz in the different departments on NMU's campus on trying to get the ball rolling for this concert. Dr. Kollwitz mentioned that she wanted to do this, I believe, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was dead set on trying to make this happen. So I have been meeting with the president, who will be doing the presidential coin ceremony at the concert as well. And he will give that to a special veteran student. I've met with marketing a little bit on trying to get the word out about the concert. But I've been really meeting with Dr. Kollwitz mostly on making sure every box is checked off to get mm-hmm. this concert prepared.
Absolutely.
And she's also met with Mike Rutledge, who is our veterans coordinator here on campus. And she's organized all of the student speakers. So, like I said, she's been a huge help to me and done a lot of the legwork here.
Very good. So, now I understand with this concert, you have pieces of music that kind of highlight different areas of the conflicts throughout the years. You know, we mm-hmm. go all the way back to, you know, opening with the Star-Spangled Banner, and we move all the way up to the Iraq-Afghanistan War. Could you tell us a little bit about the pieces that were selected and maybe why they were selected?
Sure. So for the Revolutionary War, I chose a composer by the name of William Billings, who is really our first full-fledged American composer that we have from this country. So we're doing two pieces, Yurik Clyden by the Arts Chorale, and then a piece called Chester, which you may have heard of. So all of this sort of highlights. Yurik Clyden is really about the battle fought at sea, and Chester is about the battle fought on the ground. So sort of highlighting our nation's contribution to everything that happened in the Revolutionary War. Then we go to the Civil War. We have a beautiful piece called Tell My Father, arranged by Andrea Ramsey. That's from a musical called The Civil War. And that just highlights our men from the University Chorus with a beautiful solo. And then we go forward to our World Wars, which, of course, are fairly complicated. And to highlight this, it was sort of hard to find a genre of music from that time period that is classically choral. So I used a piece by Pablo Casals called Ovos Omnes that sort of emulates the chaos felt during both of those wars. Mm.
So that's a little preview of what is to be offered at this concert. I believe there's also a collaboration with the Far North Brass Quintet.
So Far North will be accompanying us on the Star-Spangled Banner, and also our final piece, the Armed Forces Salute.
And then along with that, you mentioned, too, that there will be special speakers in between mm-hmm. each piece to tell a little bit about their experiences and maybe their experiences in different conflicts throughout the years.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you mentioned about a commemorative coin. There's going to be a little bit of a ceremony, and I believe the president of NMU will be there, too?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the reasoning behind the commemorative coin? What does that represent?
So he picks a student veteran who has really gone above and beyond serving our country, but then serving our school as well, and being active in the community Tracy Dietz will be the person receiving the coin. She's a veteran. She's a mom. She is a senior at NMU and pursuing a bachelor's in fine arts. She is the president of the Veteran Services, the student Veteran Services here on campus. So she is phenomenal.
Very deserving.
Yeah, definitely.
And I understand there's also going to be something to help support the veterans directly and also locally in the area. Could you tell us a little bit about that effort?
Yes, absolutely. So at the towards the end of our concert, we're going to be passing around, passing the hat, to collect donations for the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans. So this will be a benefits concert. We'll have a speaker from Jacob Eddy talking about where this, where the donations will be going to, what purchases will be being made, and how it benefits them.
Excellent. So giving back to the community, giving back to our veterans. Again, for this Veterans Day concert put on by the music department at Northern Michigan University, it's a choral concert that's going to highlight the voices of the music department here on the campus of Northern Michigan University. And just a reminder, we're in the studio with the director of the choirs, the University Choir and the NMU Arts Chorale. That's Dr. Aaron Kolwitz, Assistant Professor of Music, and also in the studio with Senior Communications Studies major Megan O'Connor, who is through a directed study helping to put together this effort that's been 3 years in the works. So very good to hear that this is coming together at this time, and really a great way to celebrate Veterans Day and give back to our veterans in the area. Is there anything else that either of you would like to add about the concert?
We just hope we get a big turnout. So the more people that are there, obviously, the more it benefits our veterans. We'll also have some veterans from Jacob Eddy. Megan coordinated a bus that's going to bring over some veterans to actually witness the concert, and then we'll live stream the concert as well to Jacob Eddy for those that couldn't make it to the concert.
That's a great extra step to make sure that connection is made. And I'm not sure if I mentioned it at the beginning of this. When is this concert and where is it taking place?
So it's Sunday on Veterans Day, November 11th at 3 p.m. at Reynolds Recital Hall.
Well, thank you both so much for telling us about the concert and your efforts to put this all together. Again, the NMU Veterans Day concert happening on Veterans Day, November 11th at 3 p.m. in the Reynolds Recital Hall. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.